Blog Talk Radio.
Back it again, I will never stop. I stay switching up my style like this, I get unorthodox, but stay true to the game, faithful to it like it's orthodox. So Christian, while you listen, I be pissing haters off a lot, like urinals at your funeral. I picked you out a lot, cause God forsaken in the earth, you quake, I left an aftershock, made your mommy tsunami, hope you know she's on my job, cause I get athletic with it.
Palace Radio, we like to do a little bit.
So what we will be discussing tonight is your Facebook or is Facebook coming between your relationship? That's what we want to know, people. I mean, you know, some people, they have problems with the Facebook. They can't get off, or they're always constantly talking and sending people they don't know, you know, friend requests and stuff like that. But we just want to know, is Facebook coming between your relationship? And our second topic will be, have you ever been caught cheating on the Internet? Here, so, you know, listen, every Wednesday night, you're here with your boy Picasso. We're going to start off our topic right tonight. Is Facebook coming between your relationship? And I know this is crazy, but it does happen, people. It really does. And, you know, here on GQ Pods, we like to make sure we get to the bottom of the nitty-gritty. We want to know what's going on. So before we get into all of that, I want to put on the next song, which is Differences by Genuine, here on GQ Pods Radio.
My whole life has changed.
You came in, I suspected.
That was Differences by Genuine. You're listening to Picasso here on Love Fantasies every Wednesday night. And just happened to look into one of the blogs real quick. Just to let you know, Tiff from Buffalo, yeah, we do have shows just about every night of the week. From not only this show, we have Rich Money, who is on Fridays. You can go check him out here on GQ Palace Radio. We have Spiritual Sundays. That's where you can get a little Jesus in your life. We have Ratchet Mondays with my boy Dallas. And we have T and the Mayor. They'll be on Tuesday with Sports Talk. Now, to get back into the swing of things, first topic was, once again, is Facebook coming between your relationship? Now, I mean, sometimes, listen, people, I mean, you know, he had Love Fantasy. We all about the love. Let's be real about this. And sometimes, you know, at night, because people, I know people who actually wind up doing that. They wind up staying up late, and they go on Facebook, and they don't know how to get off. And, I mean, don't get it twisted. Some people get caught cheating up on there and everything else like that. I actually want to bring one of my callers on right now. T, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, Miss T. For y'all listeners who don't know, this is my girl T. This is my sister. This is my partner in arms. Like I said, every Tuesday night on Sports Talk here on GQ Palace Radio, you have T and the Mayor. Now, they're the dynamic duo of GQ Palace. So let's not get that twisted. But, Miss T, I'm thankful that you joined me as usually. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Can't complain. Now, basically, you know, the topic is, like, is Facebook coming between your relationships? Care to give some thoughts?
You can if you're allowed to.
That's
you know,
so good.
And, the thing is, you know, if you're going to be salty about a comment or whatever is put on your significant other's page, then don't be on the page. You know, because if you're not secure in your relationship, then
that's
it's
right.
going to always be a problem.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
If I put Hey Baby up on somebody's page, you know, and that female gets salty about it, your shit is not secure.
That is true. That is
you know, because
true.
Me saying, hey, baby, you know, what's it got to do with it? You know, but some people
yeah,
take it out
right.
of context. You
and
know, some people can take it out of context. And it can lead into the chit-chat, you know, on the messenger.
You know,
the thing is, if I'm getting my time, you know, then I'm not going to worry about it because actually I went through a situation like that.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. And we ended up not being friends on Facebook, you know, on each other's page.
So
you know, you had a problem with some things you've seen on my page. So, in return, I had problems with things I've seen on your page. You know?
Right.
So, we, and still to this day, we're not friends on Facebook.
So, it's gone that far as to even where y'all befriended each other?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hey. But see, when you do dirt, and you know you're doing dirt, it'll come back to haunt you. But like I say, yeah, it can break up a relationship if you allow it to.
Matter of fact, T, I want to stop you real quick because I want to keep you with me on the line real quick.
Okay.
The next, we're going to get into a song real quick. And you're here with, you know, your boy Picasso, and you're here with Lady T, who is the first lady of GQ Palace, one of the first ladies of GQ Palace.
I like that.
She will be rocking. She will be rocking with us during the whole segment. And first off, I wanted to say something real quick. I know the weather is changing people, and I know people are getting sick and things like that. So I want all those out there to get better if you're sick, especially you, Rich. Like I said, you know, chicken noodle soup, some garlic, stuff like that. It helps you get better, brother. And Miss L, that's the other first lady for all of y'all who don't know, Miss Lavina. Miss L, please make sure you get better. So we're going to get into Johnny Gill real quick, and we're going to come back with Lady T, who's on the line with us, who got Sports Talk on Tuesdays here at GQ Palace. This is Johnny Gill, my.
Put on your red dress and slip on your high heels. And some of that sweet perfume, it sure smells good on you. Slide on your lips and let all your hair down. Baby, when you get through, I'm gonna show. I just wanna let you know you got to change your mind. You sure look good tonight, and you're so damn fine. I wanna say my. You sure look good tonight. You mind after all this time? Slip on your night. In our bedroom, first I wanna take some time. I just wanna look at you, girl. You are so fine. I can't believe my eyes, and all that I wanna do. My.
Palace Radio. I have T on the line. Who
hello,
actually
everybody.
Yes. Say hello to everybody, T.
Hello, everyone.
That's right. That's Miss T on the line. She has Tuesday nights. We love these Palace Radios. Her and the mayor have sports talk. Now, our topic was what we were getting into, and before Johnny Gill, we were talking with T, and we asked the question of, is Facebook coming in between your relationship? And T was sharing some of her thoughts with us. Now, T, I didn't mean to cut you off, because I definitely want to get into that. So,
that's okay.
But to leave off what you were talking about, like you said, Facebook can only come in between your relationship, whether it's a marriage, a friendship, or just a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, it could come in between that only if you allow it.
That's true.
And the funny part about that is, like you said, if you send a message on Facebook on somebody else's page and say, hey, baby, or hey, boo, how you doing? And your spouse sees that they're supposed to be secure in their relationship to actually sit there and say, well, listen, you know what? I understand this is just like mere chatter and everything else like that, but some people say, like, you may be, how do they put it, sexting or something like that, I believe it's like sex putting and texting. Yeah, I mean, listen, hey, you know, I'm not that old, I don't want to think I'm old like that, but I don't know how you pronounce that, so you kind of got me sexting, there you go, sexting or texting or something like that. But, Miss T, I'm going to actually bring a caller with us on the line. We're going to have Kim come on. So, Miss Kim, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
All right. And you, Kim?
I'm doing good.
So, all right, let me ask you a question, Kim. With Facebook, I mean, first off, I have one question. It is kind of two parts. The first question is, okay, have Facebook ever came in between your relationship or someone you know? And the second part would be is, what initially happened exactly?
Well, I would say at first, a couple of differences with the whole Facebook thing. But I am going to get back to you in 2 seconds. Just hold on 1 second.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, between time, let me shed a little light. Me personally speaking, I have seen it happen. I've never, and I'm going to be honest with you, I've never had Facebook ever come between my relationship with my spouse, with my wife. I've never had that happen. And to be honest, and yes, I am married people. And so that's good to that, because she's understanding the woman. I've never had that happen in the way of, okay, you can be with a person and actually have, how can I put it, an understanding with them. They know how you get down. You know how they get down.
Exactly.
And I mean, no matter how it goes, like, they understand the ways of the world, especially now. You could be on the face. You could be on, like, this other night, I was playing a poker game online called, I don't want to give them any advertisement, but I was playing a poker game online, and I had about 4 people that were online with me. And the funny part about it is we had people who were sending us friend requests that would be like, hey, boo. And they would send us the friend request, and, you know, we'd just be like, hey, how you doing? But this is just us playing a game on an online poker game. And it's funny because it's like anybody else would probably go, yo, who the hell is that? But why did he call you boo or baby or whatever the case may be? And, I mean, it happens like that. Let's be real about this. And on TV, and I mean, you will agree. Sometimes it depends on the status of the relationship that you're in.
See, but I think that's different, though. I think that's different. I think if you're talking to somebody and they're like, oh, hey, boo, and you guys are playing a poker game, I think that's different than you, like, complimenting that person, you know, like, or you complimenting that person. My thing is with the whole Facebook, I tell anybody, listen, if you're going to do it and you think it's okay to flirt or whatever it is that you want to do on there, then go ahead. But don't get mad when other people try and come at your spouse and do it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is something that you're doing to other females. So don't get mad. Or sometimes, I mean, Facebook is very big. So sometimes you have people on Facebook that take things all the way to the extreme. You know, oh, he wants me. Oh, she wants me, you know.
Just because you say, hey, baby, hey, boo.
Right, or you might compliment them on their pick, you know. So I think it's a lot of crazy people out there, and I think sometimes when it comes down to, like, the social media and stuff like that, I think that you just have to be really careful who you're calling Hey Boo or who you're calling, you know, nicknames and stuff to people that you don't know. You just have to be very careful.
Well, hold on. Since I have both of you divas online, before I even get into the next song, because I do want to hear your feedback on this real quick. If you're in a relationship, let's say you're both in a relationship, and let's say if your spouse happened to be on the computer, you see he's on his Facebook, you see he's, let's say, checking messages or whatever the case may be, you come across a message, and or he may get something posted on his wall while you're sexy or whatever the case may be. Would you take that personal? Even whether, I mean, because they say 9 times out of 10, you'll know the people who hit you up, who hit you up on Facebook, because you have to friend them. Like, random people can't just hit you up without a friend request. So apparently you would have to friend them.
Me personally, I'm going upside his head. I'm going upside his head. I'm sorry. Because you know what? The only one sexy in your life is me. You know, so therefore, when it comes down to the nicknames and stuff like that, where things that might turn me on, I dare you call another female that, because you know what it does for me. So therefore, why do it now? I'm going upside his head. I'm sorry.
No balance. No balance.
But I'll say my thing is this: if you have time to be online and, you know, compliment people and hey sexy and stuff like that, then that means that you need to take that time and use that time into your relationship.
Right.
You know, because you have too much time on your hands. You know, if you got time to hey sexy, hey baby, stuff like that, then that means you need to, you know, rethink your plan, your situation, and bring it back on home.
Okay, hold on, Lisa. I want to stop that real quick. See, I know I didn't get you there comment on that real quick, but I need you to hold that real quick, because I want to jump into this next one real quick, and I want to come back and see. I want you to follow up the question on what I just asked Kim. And also, Selena, when I come back on the line, after this song, I will be bringing you into this conversation, because I also want to hear what you have to say. So we're going to get into Aaron Hall, I Miss You, here on G2 Palace Radio.
They all just fade away. Holding you in my arms made me feel so happy. Then you said you had to go. What's wrong? Baby, I need to know.
Come back to make a true.
back here on GC Palace Radio with your host Picasso every Wednesday night. I'm also here. Well, first off, before I let y'all, for those who are just tuning in, tonight's topic here on Love Fantasy is Facebook coming between your relationship? And the second question would be, have you ever been caught cheating on the internet? But the second part of our question will come at the hour. So we're on the topic of, is Facebook coming between your relationship? And I have T, who is the host, who is one of the hosts of Tuesday nights here on GC Palace Radio. She does sports talk with the mayor and did a dynamic duel, of course. And we have Kim, who is a listener on the line, who just called in to give us her thoughts about, is Facebook coming between your relationship? Also joining us in this conversation of talk and love fantasy, we also have Selena. Hi, Miss Selena. How are you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm good, thank
hey,
you.
Selena.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Now, before we got off, I had to, you were about to actually give me some insight because Kim had just finished commenting on the Facebook situation. And, see, I wanted to know, what was your thoughts on that? Like, let's say if your man was on Facebook.
Let Selena do. Let Selena go. She's the caller, so, you know.
Actually, I had that situation happen about maybe 6 months ago where I went into my boyfriend's or now fiance's Facebook page, and he had a message from some chick that he used to talk to years ago. And she was like, oh, hey, give me your phone number. Let's chat, you know. And he responded, okay. So my thing is, it's not so much Facebook. It's a matter of how you respond to what goes on Facebook. Because
exactly.
If you're on Facebook, you leave yourself open to, and that was a personal message. They weren't even friends. So you leave yourself open to people being able to message you and contact you. Like, you know, some of that stuff is completely out of your control, people from your past and whatever
right.
else. I think it's just a matter of how you respond to it, and you know, so it's definitely, you got to base it on how they respond to it. You can't be mad because the average chick is just hitting your man up, you know.
All right, well,
matter of how
on,
he responds
Jesus.
To it.
That's
right,
cool.
But the question
on,
he gave me was, he,
is
sorry,
Facebook coming, like, just like this, Facebook, like, you have people who are on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to summarize this up even a little bit more better. When I say, is Facebook coming between your relationship, or do you know someone who had that problem? Whereas you have people who, and I mean, I know a lot of people who are constantly, I mean, on Facebook. They go out to work, they're on Facebook at the job,
mm-hmm.
they're
mm-hmm.
at home while their spouse is in bed. And I mean, some of these people, I'm like, listen, you got a good person at home. What is so important about Facebook? And then the crazy things pop up on Facebook.
Mm.
Whereas, I mean, that starts to come up between a person's relationship because most of your time is devoted on the computer. Before, back in the days, it used to be the television. You called it the idiot box. You used to be on the idiot box so much. Now it's the computer that occupies so much
time. I still got to say that. If it wasn't Facebook, it would be something else. You know what I mean? If that person is so easily swayed by it being Facebook, it just happens to be Facebook right now. Before that,
right.
it was MySpace. After Facebook, it's going to be something else. So I think it's a matter of still that person. You can't blame it on Facebook. It just happens to be Facebook right now.
Right.
But
right.
after Facebook,
right.
it's going to be something else. If that person is going to...
Actually, it's a lot more now, Selena. I mean, I could name numerous ones, you know.
I'm not up on all that yet.
But you know what, there's a lot of social sites out there. There's
Twitter,
a lot of social media
Twitter.
Sites out there.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I think that, but I think it boils down to the individual. You know,
right.
it's like
exactly.
if you're in a relationship with someone and you want to be on there, you know, flirting and, you know, complimenting people and stuff like that, it's like you're opening up yourself, you know, for a conversation. And it might be
mm-hmm.
an inappropriate conversation
right.
that
True
if
that.
Somebody, if your opposite, you know, if your spouse or whoever does see it, they might feel some kind of way because not only are you taking the time to communicate with that person, but you're taking the time to communicate with that person
mm-hmm.
for what? You know, it's like
but
that
now,
person is irrelevant.
But now let's be real about this. Now hold on. I mean, like Facebook and even with Twitter, because I mean, a lot of times it is, like you said, it depends on what you go up there for. And you keep like you're right. You can't help who hits you up because some
right.
people don't know your present situation at the point in time.
Like, for me, I use Facebook mostly for business contacts and friends. I don't go on there to flirt. And even my Twitter account is more business than my Facebook is. I don't go on there to flirt. I don't accept crazy messages. I don't hit people up that I don't know. I don't accept people who I don't know, because at the same point in time, if I'm involved, I'm not going to tolerate that off of my missus if that happens. No, I'm going to shut that down and be like, listen, first off, this is not happening. We're not going to play these games. We're not going to go through all that. If I see that on your page, then of course I'm going to have a problem. If you're too much on Facebook, number one, we have a problem, because if you could spend 95% of your time on the computer, from the computer to your cell phone, listen, there's a problem with that, where your computer and all these social sites is hooked up to your phone, where everywhere you go, you have plenty of access to that, whereas you have more access to the internet than you do to your own relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Like, sometimes that can actually come in between somebody's relationship, because that's something where, at the end of the day, I don't want to sit there and worry about fighting for your attention with the computer.
Right.
I'm not with that. I'm sorry. Listen, if you have the live and the real thing right there, there's no reason why Facebook or anything on the internet, Twitter, none of these sites, should be coming in between me and you spending time together.
Right.
It doesn't matter who hits you up. See, me, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not worried about who hits you up. I'm not worried about that at all. I don't care who hits you up, as long as, listen, if you're in front of me, I don't care if a million people hit you up. Listen, you just got a million hit ups, so I'm cool with that. No problem. But at the end of the day, I know you're here with me. I know I'm secure with what I have, and I know I have no problems in my relationship that should make me think otherwise.
Now, before but what happens?
Further,
but what happens when, even though she's, you know, even though, you know, your spouse is there with you, but she has a million hit ups, and out of the million, let's just say 500,000 of them are inappropriate. If then,
okay,
then you're looking to her to make sure that she checks them, right?
Well, to be honest,
still don't care.
I'm going to sit down with her, and we're going to go through all of them. And notice I said we. I don't care if she listen. She could be like, no, I don't want you to go through all of them. I'm going to be honest with her. So listen, I really don't feel up to going through all of them. I trust your judgment to where if 500 of those are inappropriate, I expect you to let me know what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. If 500,000 are inappropriate and 500 are appropriate, it's still a million to me. Let's put that up there and let's try to get some money off of this. I'm sorry. That's just me. I'm sorry.
Wow.
You
sound like that Bob. You sound like Bob last week.
Well, hold on, y'all. Before we go any further, we have Mike on the line. Mike, what's going on?
What's up,
y'all?
What's up,
Mike? How are you?
What's going on?
Now,
me personally,
it's not
Facebook. It's the people on Facebook.
Okay.
Exactly.
Everybody want to blame the sites. It's not the sites. It's
right.
The people on the sites that's making the sites bad. You understand? If you're in a relationship and you choose to go that route, expect the outcome. Don't expect the unexpected. It's going to happen.
Right.
You're absolutely right. But, I mean, come on, let's be real. What about the people that you see that, I mean, that can't get off the computer? They got to have the laptop with them. When they're at home, they're on the laptop. When they have to leave out, they got to have the laptop with them. You see
they're
them
addicted.
On the train. You see
they're
them on
addicted.
The airplane. Say that again?
They're addicted.
Yeah. Like, you don't think that can come in between a relationship with, like, a spouse or somebody like that? Like, somebody who spends so much of their time on I mean, and there's anything that has to do with technology. Technology, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, not most so people are not even worried about watching TV no more, because all you got to do is hit the DVR recorder and then step out and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But you see people all day on tablets and cell phones and their laptops, and they're all hooked up. Like 95% of the people who know me around me, I see them. They're on Facebook. I hear people talking to their kids, and their kids don't even pay the parents any mind because they're too busy hitting up their friends on Facebook. So whereas you start to lose certain things, social settings around you, whereas when you're out there, especially if you're being sociable in an environment, you need to be on point with certain things. I feel like Facebook, especially Facebook, and you're right, listen, it could be the people who are going on there too, but Facebook also has some type of control over what goes on over their airwaves.
Yeah, but if you got somebody that got somebody, and they know they got somebody, they're trying to get with the next person, Facebook ain't going to control that. They don't have to control that.
That's no, I don't listen to that.
I honestly agree with you on that. I definitely understand. Listen, all they care about is getting their head up. Let's be honest.
Like Selena said, the thing is, if it wasn't Facebook, it'd be something else.
Something else. Mm-hmm. And she was definitely right. Definitely right.
So
Mike, let me ask you a question, Mike. Go ahead. I want to be with that.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
No, let's see. Go ahead. Well,
like you say, at the end of the day, like Mike said, and I agree 100% with him, it is not the social site.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, if you didn't have a computer, and if you do have, like, a phone, you're on that. So it's up to you whether you sneaking and doing this and doing that. You know, eventually what you do in the dark, it always comes to light regardless. I don't care what it is.
But do you think then, like Picasso was saying, do you think that it is something in their relationship then? That person is spending so much time on the website?
Yeah, because that could be an escape.
Right.
Basically, it is an escape. But I'm not going to say that everybody that's on there like that is, you know, sneaking and trying to do other things and they're basically in a relationship at home. I don't see that. But if you allow Facebook or the people that's on Facebook come between your relationship, that is personal. That's on the person themselves. Facebook
right.
cannot go in there and say, hey, I want Kim and Mike to break up. I want to get into them. I can't
no,
say, you know, use you as, you know, use somebody as an example. You know, Facebook can't do that. They can't go and tell T, yo, go on Mike's page and say this and say that and see what response you get from it.
But
see if you can mess that up.
I don't think it necessarily has to be a problem with the relationship at home. That person might do that with anybody that they're with.
That's
you
true.
Know, it might not be a problem at home.
But it could also be the form of temptation as well, because like you said, it can
mm-hmm.
make you do things,
right.
but it sends you certain messages. Because, I mean, I see people, certain pictures of people who pop up over and over and over. And I'm like, I don't know this person. I've never seen this person in my life. So why do you keep asking me, do I know this person or would I like to be friends with them? And I mean, sometimes you get provocative pictures
mm-hmm.
of people's profiles. So let's be real. Facebook,
the temptation is
going to
be there.
Out there
yeah, but
to make you want to stray.
That's why I look and see who's asking me to be my friend because
oh, yeah.
I'm sorry,
right.
but if you don't have
oh,
no
yeah.
shirt on or if you're a female that has damn near a two-piece on and I can see more skin than clothing, then I don't want you on my page because that's not
right.
what I'm on Facebook for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think you have to be, you know, you have to be careful with the people that, you know, you are accepting to be friends
right.
with at the same time. Okay, some people are on it because they have friends and family on it, but some people are on it
mm-hmm.
for networking purposes. And if it's networking
right,
purposes,
right.
then you want to be careful.
Right.
Who, I mean, yes, you want to network with as many people as possible, but you don't have to be my friend to, you know, for
right.
me to network and for you to see what I'm doing,
right.
you know. So
right.
I think
true.
That, you know, I think that it is the individual, but I also think that, you know, Facebook should have better guidelines where it comes down to what's accepted and what's not. Because if you have on inappropriate clothing for a social website
right.
where the website does have children on it.
Exactly.
And not, even though they say you have to be a certain age, whatever, people can make up different birthdays
yeah.
at any given
yeah.
time.
Exactly.
You know?
They do it
you
every
know,
day,
that,
all day.
I think that their, you know, their policy should be a little different, you know, because it's so many people on it, you know, kids and adults.
But I think
that
used to
that.
Have stricter guidelines. I think now they're just so lax with it. At first, you couldn't post anything that showed, like, a little booty or, a little, you know.
Exactly.
Now it's
look,
like a free-for-all.
It's out of control.
I don't know what happened to it then because I
right.
got on Facebook a couple of years ago and I've been seeing some things up there.
Oh, yeah.
And even
day,
when
everything.
People.
See, I
right,
just
but
recently
even when,
started seeing stuff like that provocative. You know, it, I
you
mean,
know
a
what?
Little bit at first, but not like now.
Now
they even
now,
have
on.
Groups. Just
that's
like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Hold on, y'all. Before we go any further, I want to get into the song real quick. I got Selena on the line. I have Mike on the line. These are for the people who are just tuning into our show. We have Selena, we have Mike, we have Kim,
And we also have T, who is the host of Tuesday Night Sports Talk with T and the Mayor, on the line with us. And after we get into this song, I have Cobra Kai waiting on the line. And we will be bringing him in on this conversation as well. Once again, people, if you're just tuning in, you're on GQ Palace Radio with your boy Picasso. And this is how this goes down every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And we're going to get into this song by Blackstreet, Before I Let Go, here on GQ Palace Radio.
Little bit of kiss, baby. I just
back on the topic of if Facebook is coming between your relationship. We have Mike on the line. We have T, who has Tuesday Nights on GQ Palace. She's a host. We also have Selena, and we have Kim, and we also have a good brother that I know that I want to introduce to everybody out there listening. The only guy who I know who is allergic to facelifts or getting plastic surgery, it is Cobra Kai, a.k.a. the Ugly One. Cobra, are you there?
Praise the Lord, the Ugly One's in the building.
All right, brother, it was good. How are you?
Good enough. You know, first of all, I want to start off saying what up to the whole family, you know what I mean? Sorry I was out the loop. I was sick for a couple of days, but I'm back in action. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
and number two, get ready to go to court because I'm about to sue everybody because every time I'm trying to get online, y'all put on a form. Like, I'm just trying to pop it all, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on with that? I'm feeling some type of way, but I was just listening to him, you know, like Facebook or some G-Shirt. If you really mess with that special one, and y'all both love each other, chemistry is good, that Facebook shit shouldn't even matter. You understand what I'm saying? Because
most likely,
you're going to be my son or my first friend, and it's going to stay in a relationship with such and such.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So only a fool, you know what I mean, will either play himself or herself in any type of way if they do some shady joint. You know what I'm saying?
Some people don't pay that. They don't respect that, though, regardless.
They don't,
you can say you in a relationship. You can have the person's name there. They do not respect it.
Yes, they don't.
I've been there.
Yeah, I got to agree with that.
You can have marriage. You can have a thousand pictures up.
Says, I am married in a relationship and everything else. And a lot of people who hit me up, some people I know because, you know, before I actually got saved by God and everything else, he was living wildlife. But my missus knows the type of lifestyle I live to where certain people who hit me up, those are business contacts. There's no funny business in between that. I spend only a small, adequate amount of time on the internet, especially with Facebook, because personally speaking, Facebook, good company, don't have really nothing too bad to say about y'all, but I don't like spending that much time on the internet like that because it hurts my eyes. After a while, I'm like, listen, it gets boring to me. I'm sorry. So, I mean, for me to spend most of my time, instead of with my spouse, then on Facebook, I can't see me doing that.
My whole thing is, like I said, if y'all both trust and love each other, you know what I mean? Ain't no love and no trust, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all feel that way, y'all shouldn't even be together, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a wild. That's straight up, man.
Bobby, let me ask you a question real quick, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had Facebook come in between your relationship or known somebody who's had that happen?
For me?
It happened to you, or you know somebody, what would that happen to?
I know a lot of niggas that happened to them. Niggas to this day, I just would have talked to one of my men yesterday about this Facebook situation. First of all, I don't got time to be on there really unless I'm checking the family, you know, GQ, or, you know, throwing something up in the air real quick, and then I'm doing music, you know what I'm saying? So she could be on Facebook, and I'm going to be doing my music, so let that to me. We both satisfied. So, you know, ain't no problem with that. You know what I mean? We ain't mine. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And Selena, so,
man, as long as she's entertaining enough, and I can do my music in peace and quiet, and it doesn't matter to me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I already know that what it is between us, and she knows what it is, so we don't go through that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, hold on. We just on some grown folk shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, excuse my language. You know what I mean? But we on some grown folk stuff. I don't got time for none of that, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a bad attitude already. I leave her quick. You know that. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
Put it back on.
Hello? They're trying to fight me just now, y'all. Yeah? What happened?
Hello?
Y'all trying to kick me off the line?
No!
Oh, man.
Seems like Cobra Kai.
Picasso
the one gone.
Picasso
gone? When I'm back in the building, you know, this is P, you know, this is the ugly one, the co-host, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do it like shit, you know, G2 Palace.
Also,
that's how I feel, you know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't even have to be no negativity behind that. That both got that understanding.
All right, hold on, Twin. Hold on one second, because I want the listeners who just tuned in to know where we at this particular time. One, you just tuned in to your boy Picasso here Wednesday night. We are here on Love Fantasies from 8 o'clock until. And the topic of the night right now for the hour, for the first part of our hour, is Facebook coming in between your relationship? Now, we have Mike on the line, who's a Don. We also have Cobra Kai, a.k.a. the ugly one who's on the line, who's a Don, and on our divas. Mm-hmm. We have Kim. We also have Miss Selena. And we also have T, who is the host of Sports Talk every Tuesday night here on GQ Palace. And the question, like I said, is Facebook coming between your relationships? Now, we've been going around the room and everything else like that. And, I mean, we've been having some good feedback. But from my understanding, I guess this breaks right into our second topic because it's 9 o'clock. Have you ever been caught cheating on the Internet? Now, that's a pretty good topic. And I know a lot of people may pull a lot of weight behind this. But, I mean, that's something that I get a lot of feedback on that people want to know. And, I mean, if you're just tuning in, if you're just calling in, don't worry about it. They'll still be rocking with you on both topics because they both connect to each other. Now, that goes into saying that I know a lot of people who use the Internet and certain social sites just for that particular reason, not only Facebook. But, I mean, they use, like, they have certain sites like Wanna Milk or Get Your Thing Off Tonight or something, you know what I'm saying? They have a lot of these things I see them on people's tablets. I see them on people's iPods. I see them on people's phones. I see them when they're on their laptops. And I'm like, yo, hold up, homie. Yo, what up with your missus? How's she doing? They're like, yeah, she's good. Try to listen to something new. And I'm like, yo, you ever got butt? Like, I've had people who call me up and say, listen, yo, what do I do? My missus just busted me on the Internet, or I left my folder open or my file open, my page open. And I thought I shut it off when I cut off the computer, but it wound up still being on when she got on, and it popped up everything I was doing from years ago. And I'm like, how do you get busted doing that? And they're like, yo, listen, I thought I was turning the computer off. Come to find out, my page was still open, didn't even have to close their page. Has any of y'all got caught? And I want to do the divas first before I get to the dons. I want to know, has anybody here who's right now in the talk pit with me ever been busted by messing with the Internet, like talking to somebody on the Internet? Not only Facebook now, we're going beyond Facebook, we're going beyond Twitter, even these sites that's listed, you know, fooling around. Has anyone here ever been calling that? I'm going to start with Selena first.
I actually have a funny story. I've never been actually caught because I'm way too smart for that. But before my kid's dad and I got back together, which is my now fiance, when I was with my ex, my daughter, myself, and her dad used to hang out a lot together, and my boyfriend at the time kind of had a problem with it, so I didn't always tell him. So my daughter used to post and tag a lot of photos of me with her dad, like, you know, just us hanging out. So I kind of got in trouble a little bit with that one. But otherwise, no.
So what was you using? Was you using Facebook? Was you using Twitter?
It was Facebook. I'm not on Twitter or any of that other crazy stuff that I've never even heard of.
See, y'all, Facebook is the devil. Nah. How cool crap
it actually can be.
Yeah, I understand what y'all. All right, hold on. Kim, let me ask you. Have you ever cheated on anybody using the Internet? Like I said, forget Facebook. We're talking about above and beyond Facebook. Whether it's using your email, sending an email, anything like that, going to a different dating site, anything like that. Have you ever cheated, got caught cheated on the Internet, using the Internet while you were in a relationship?
I haven't, no, but I've caught other people saying some things they shouldn't have been saying.
Okay.
So, according to me, you know, in my preference, you know, I saw some things that I didn't like, you know, as far as other people posting up, but not me, no, I have never.
Okay. And what about you, T?
I'm a pleasure fifth.
Yeah, you over there giggling, girl.
That's the safe way to go.
She giggling, so you know she's guilty all around.
Uh-huh.
She's confused by those ones. We've seen
have
those
you?
Pictures. No.
I'm gonna tell it.
Stop stuttering.
Well, back yonder, way back then. No, it wasn't way back then, but maybe
couple
about five, six years ago. No, seriously. I used to be on this site, Pogo, where, you know, I play cards, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know, like in IMs with this guy and stuff, right?
Right.
Well, I didn't know that my friend that I was living with at the time had came down the steps. Well, dude has sent me a pretty provocative picture. And he was standing behind me the whole time, and he was like, oh, it's like that? And I couldn't even close the picture out. I didn't ask for the picture, but...
Wow. Did you know the person was sending it to you?
Yeah. I knew it.
Oh, no.
But we had never, ever met in person. Still haven't never met in person.
Right.
We were always, like, you know, partners playing spades. And he used to always try to talk to me, even though I'm telling him I'm living with someone.
Right, right.
You know, and it just... It happened, and you know, me and him had a few words, and demolished my computer.
He's not
no.
telling the whole story. You can tell
I
he's telling
had
a story.
No, he demolished my computer. He cut the cord on my computer and everything.
Oh damn!
I'm trying to
send out some information.
Wait, T, hold on, T.
I didn't send no pictures. I might have sent one. What?
hold on, I'm gonna stop.
Believe you,
hold
I gotta
on,
say.
What kind of picture was that, T? What kind of picture was it?
I said it wasn't a real life one.
To make a guy cut the cord on the computer, it must have been a hell of a picture, T.
It was. It was a picture of his...
I'm good on that. Wait a minute now. I want to go to Mike real quick. Mike, you still there with me? Mike?
Mike, keep the deck.
Mike, hold on, Mike. I want to ask you, have you ever been caught cheating on the internet or ever known someone to get caught cheating on the internet? What, this is beyond Facebook?
Jesus, on the internet. Because if you choose to go on that internet and cheat, you get whatever you deserve. Now, I met some people off the internet that wasn't who they were supposed to be. But as far as cheating, I haven't cheated on the internet. I don't know nobody that has to be cheating on my boys or anything.
Right.
So if you choose to go on that internet and you choose to talk to a person, and then when they come and they who they be, you get what you deserve. So I know, because I know a prince talk big on it, but a couple of years ago I did it, and it was a real big female. So I didn't deal with it no more.
Wow.
She had a slim picture of herself up there, slim and everything. When she came, oh man, it was a terrible picture. I know.
I think you would have gave me next week's topic, bro. I think you gave me next week's topic. Real talk. Well, hold on, all right. So hold on, Mike. Hold on. Now, Cobra Kata, ugly one. I'm gonna ask you a question real quick. Have you ever been caught cheating on the internet? That means beyond Facebook, beyond everything else. Have you ever been caught cheating on the internet, or do you know someone who's been caught cheating on the internet?
I got caught on the internet, but I don't say it's cheating because I was chatting with my baby moms about my kids. And the shorty I was with at the time, you know, she's a little cuckoo. You know what I mean? She's older than me, but she's a little cuckoo. And she's like, oh, I got you, mama effer, and this. I'm like, yo, calm down. Oh, who that be? I'm like, calm down. She's like, who that be? So I'm like, listen, this is my baby mama. Look, this is one of my baby mamas. I told you I got three baby mamas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I said, you don't see nothing talk about sex or nothing or getting back together. And then she looks at the screen and goes, oh, daddy, you know I love you.
Wow.
I got rid of her so quick. I got rid of her so quick, man. Like, she scared me. And I've never been scared in my life.
Yeah.
No, hold on. Wait. All right, somebody go, what's that room for?
Oh, hold on. First of all, don't use that if you don't know how to use it correctly. All right? I'll copy it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like a harmonized, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, Picasso, your turn. Have you?
Sure, you can ask me that all day long. Have I ever been, first of all, I don't cheat, and I don't have a reason to cheat. I'm very happy at home. So, no, I've
That's
never
right,
been
you got
cheated.
Two of them. You got two
I was about to say the same thing. He don't need to cheat.
Hold on, wait. All right, say that, then. Wait, because maybe I need to clean. Maybe I need to clean that up, then. I mean, maybe I need to clean that up. Wait, hold on. Let me clean that up. No, I don't cheat because let me say something. If you want to define cheating, cheating is what? Your spouse doesn't know what's going on. Your spouse
right.
doesn't allow this and that. I mean, if I want anything, and I'm being totally honest with you, if I want anything or if I would like anything that my little soul heart desires, I can turn to my missus and ask her that. And if she tells me no, I can accept it and be cool with it and let it go. But if she tells me yes, you damn right I'm hopping on a ship and I'm trying to take that. Why wouldn't I? So I'm not cheating. Now,
okay,
I'm not even going to lie to you.
But what's cheating on the internet? Okay.
Well, when
what's
I say cheating on
is
the
that,
internet,
is
like,
that
case
video
point,
chat,
my...
you know, what's cheating on the internet?
Okay. Matter of fact, Pete, this is going to be funny. We're going to get into the next song real quick. We can talk to you about R. Kelly.
Wait, hold on. We're going to get into the next song real quick,
which is 12 played by R. Kelly here on GQ Palace Radio with your boy Picasso.
Yo, I got 12 things to say, 12 ways of saying it. Oh, wait a minute, check it out. Do you mind if I give you some of mine? 12 plays. Do I'll go down on my knees.
depending on who I have on the show, and we will pay for that. So I want my listeners to actually call in. We will pay for that. This one is on your boy Picasso. So I want you to understand this. And now, mind you, yes, my missus has agreed to this. I want to explain it to you. My missus has agreed to this, and she is with me now in the studio. Right now, she's online. She's one of the people who can't break away from the laptop right now. So, because she's doing something else. But she actually agreed to this. So, to let you know, to get a firm understanding, like, it's, for me, I don't feel like this. I don't want no funny business in a relationship. If I want something on up and up, if I want something and I can see what I want and I know it could work, then I need to find somebody who feels the same way about that, and vice versa. Because it doesn't make no sense for me to say I want to be in a relationship, but the next thing you know, you're telling me I can have everything I want, and I'm going behind your back, hitting up these social sites like white women love black guys, or Puerto Rican women love this, or anything like that, or have two girl sites to where I can have all this at home. So what I need to go on the internet and do all that for?
All right, Picasso, can I ask something?
Sure, brother.
You said your wife don't mind the fact that you're doing that, right?
Would you
have a problem if she was to come on and do that?
To be honest with you, hey, listen, if my missus want another woman, I'm all good for that.
Yeah.
With no another man.
Hey, that was a clutch bag.
That's what I was talking about.
That wasn't the question. First of all, I'm all the man she needs, just like she's all the woman I need. But if we decide that we want to have a little fun and spice up the relationship, then yes, we will do that. Now, if you ask somebody if you want a man, she'll tell you straight off the back, oh, no, he's good enough for me. If anything, listen, if I'm going to have some fun, it's just to make him happy, make me happy, because that's my husband, that's my man. You know, he pleases me, I please her. But if she wanted another dude, but I have a problem, hell no, she gives me everything I want. It's just for that one moment, so to speak, because I can't say how I want to say online.
Okay, do me a favor. Explain that one more time to me, how that's going to go down.
Okay, for an example.
Explain how it's going to go down.
How would it go down?
Yeah.
You want too much info. Stop playing.
Hold on, I'll give you a prime example.
Here you go. Like, let's say, here's something funny that happened. When my missus and I first got together, because I've known her since we were little. I mean, we grew up together, everything else. When we first got together, and we were dealing with each other, we had a bet, and it was a crazy as where it was about moving entertainment system out of her apartment. So I said, if you lose, then you got to do whatever I say. I get to have whatever I want. And she said, and if you lose, I said, oh, it applies back. So she said, okay, so if you win, what do you want? I said, I got to see you actually, like, be with somebody else. She said, hold on, wait a minute, stop. You got to do what? I said, I want to see you with somebody else. She said, she looked behind me first to see if anyone was behind me and said, nigga, you lost your mind? I said, no, I haven't lost my mind. I said, I'm in my right mind. Whereas if you're going to sit there and say, yo, listen, there's nothing that's going to tear us apart. There's nothing that could come between us. Let's define this real quick, right? So whereas I have nothing to lose. If you're telling me this is just all about just having that one moment, so to speak, just for one night of fun, I could deal with that. But if you want to sit there and want to build a relationship with somebody else, I'm not signing up for that. Bottom line, I'm very secure in what I got, and I'm very secure in who I am. If my missus says, listen, I see somebody I like, and, you know, I just want to have one night, chill with them, have fun, you know, if it pops off, it pops off. That's fine. Come home, tell me the story. You have fun, you enjoyed yourself, good enough, keep it moving. That's it. It's no bigger than that. But if you want to sit there and build a relationship to where now it's going deeper than that, oh, no, that's not how that happens. Not in my relationship, it ain't happening like that.
I want to know what you're getting ready to pay for.
I'm sorry, Mike. Say that one more time. I just heard somebody say, where the money at? And this ain't no pimping. Listen, this ain't no pimping. I'm being very serious with y'all. But hold on, Mike. What was you saying? You want to know what?
You still want to know how it's going to go down?
So, in other words, you say it's still right for you, but not for us. So, you can have another female, but she can't go out with another male.
I just said you didn't make it more specified. I took it the way I wanted to take it. I said, yeah, with another woman, hell yeah. That's how I took it. But if you're acting with another male, I just gave you the prime example. I said, if she sees a guy today, let's say she went by and said, y'all, I see this guy, I think he's cute, he's attractive, everything like that. And thank you, Rachel. You go, girl. Listen, if she sees a guy, and she finds a guy attractive, and she feels like, yo, listen, I want to do something with him. She can come. She knows she's coming to me and tell me that's the way I'd rather it in my face than behind my back.
Let me ask you something. So you feel that's a relationship? Or is that just friends with benefits?
No. Well, what, with my missus? Oh, don't get it twisted. We legally married. We've been married now for 6-7 years, going on 7 years. So, I mean, and we've been enjoying every minute of it. We've been together
Where's
for
11
woman? Years. Excuse me?
Where the other woman?
Oh, listen, she comes and goes. But my wife will always. She just want me to tell you. She comes and goes,
Picasso.
But my wife will always do.
Okay, so what's this you say you're going to do next month? And it's about some money?
What?
You said.
I'm not doing what you do. Stop playing with me. Anyway, not dealing with you, Alex. Listen, we gonna listen. Just what he's doing now, we gonna get into the next song real quick.
I'll just say Panther.
What you call it?
Did we lose him again?
Hey ladies, I know you gotta feel me on this. You see, there's something that's been worrying me. I need to get it off my chest. See, when you got you a good man at home, don't you do him wrong. 'Cause I'm gonna tell you what he's thinking.
I know my baby kinda worried. I said I'd beat it, said I'd make it in a hurry. When I ain't even on the way. No. She thinks home is so perfect. But I guess it's 'cause the vision kinda blurry. And she don't realize she do me so dirty. And she don't recognize the things that she said. Thank you.
backyard. You're here with your boy Picasso. I was feeling you by Trade Songs. What an appropriate song for tonight's topic. Anyway, before we went to the song, because you know what? I kind of felt like, you know, I have to sometime explain to callers and listeners on how serious this is. And I did say my missus, my wife, was in the studio with me. So now, only for 5 minutes, because she said that she got things to do, she has taken her time to get off the laptop from what she was doing to actually come on the air with me to actually help. I mean, you can ask questions, no problem. I'm cool with all that. But she came on the air to actually sit there and explain further about how monitor her relationships are. So I want to introduce the other to my missus. Mrs. Picanto, how are you doing?
How you doing, everybody? My name is Tisha.
Hi.
How you doing? I'm his
Hello.
Now we have Selena, we have Mike, we have Kim, we have T, who is the host of Sunday Night Sports.
Yes,
Mick.
I do be hearing you and I be listening in.
We have Kovaka, the ugly one. We also have Miss Rachel, which is a very good sis. And real soon I'm going to bring on somebody else who's on the downside, by the way. But, all right, quick question. I mean, as a matter of fact, would one of y'all like to ask that question?
How do you put up with Picasso?
You know, you got to take a little pills here and there. Let me tell you, our relationship is great. You know, I knew him since I was 14. He's my best friend. He's my lover. He's everything to me. I love him to death. He's the most important thing in my life besides my children. So, I mean, our relationship is great.
That's what's up.
Oh, now, hold on, because I know Mike got something to say. Mike, are you there?
don't even do it, man. Don't do it.
Are you there, Mike?
I love you like a brother too much, man.
I don't want to hear that, Mike. Go right ahead, brother. Listen, we on the radio, Mike.
Okay. How do we know that's your wife? Okay, wait. What's your name, Keisha?
Tisha.
Tisha
with a P.
Oh, Tisha.
Yes.
Okay. How do we know that's your wife, Picasso? Because she said so.
Hold on. Oh, okay. You want to ask her that? You want me to answer?
Yeah. Put on that. You want to put me on the spot? So go ahead. Put on that.
You want to know? How do they know that you are my wife?
Well, we got married January 23rd, 2007, and we've been together. I'm married for 6 years, and we've been together for 11.
Y'all got married January 2000. That's only 5 years.
How do I feel? We already in that right now. Well, I'm his wife, and we do have a girl that lives with us. And we've been doing that for the past, like, 4 years. We've been doing it back and forth. I don't have no problem with it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We don't have no problem. I don't mind having girls and bring some girls and be happy in our bedroom. It's nothing.
Only on GQ Pack Radio.
All
right, now listen. I'm going to listen. Rachel, you got a question, Rachel?
I have no questions. I'm listening and learning, and just, I'm taking it all in.
Okay, hold on. Miss Selena, do you have any questions for my message?
Not at all.
I'm sorry, I had to step off for a minute, so.
Oh, no, that's all right. Listen, Mike, I want you to come back.
Wait, is Cobra Kai there?
Oh, you know he is. He's playing in the
Cobra
law right
Kai's
now.
On the line, right?
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. You already know. I'm allergic to facing this now, so hold up.
Nah, it's all good. You know, it's all love.
Now, hold on. I'm going to wait until somebody probably calls and want to ask the question, so I want you to stick around for a few minutes before you go anywhere, sweetie. Thank you. Now, hold on. Now, real quick, as it comes, like I said, as it goes down to it, like, I don't have that problem of ever getting cheated on when it comes down to the internet or anything like that, because like I said, my wife and I, we have a mutual understanding, we have a good bond, and everything else like that, and it goes vice versa. Like Mike asked me the question earlier on, so if she wanted another guy, would I give it to her? Like I said, if it's only for one night, yeah, she can have that. But if it ain't only for one night, hell no.
That is correct. But I got all the girls I want, though. But boy, guys just a month and they got to go.
You see, so
wow.
I'm like, Luther, you can have it only for one night. Then you got to go. It can't be no deeper than that. So I'm being honest. There's no internet cheating on either one of my hands.
You're the greedy one that can have a woman, another woman every night, but she can't have a man every night.
But I'm not greedy. Play this. If she wants that, first of all, I don't even want a woman every night because I'm happy with just having my wife every night.
You know what? With that, he is. He's very happy with between me and him. But it's just to spice up your relationship. It's just all fun and games to us right now. And as long as we're honest with each other, it's fine.
Yeah. I got to be honest. It couldn't be me because she'd get beat down every day. I'm nice.
I'm gonna say, go ahead, Picasso's wife. Y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. If it's working
right
for y'all, keep on.
Right, that's what I
listen.
Say. Right.
Listen.
Right. It doesn't work for everybody.
No, it doesn't.
No problem.
Because I'm sorry. I am too damn greedy. I'm not sharing nothing. I'm sorry.
I'm not sharing one thing whatsoever. Listen, different strokes for different folks.
No, that's what we just said.
At the end of the day, that's one thing I can say. With the internet, I can, all my loving years of being with my missus, I have never, ever caught her cheating on no internet. And like I said, yeah, this guy, she would sit there and say, hey, and she don't have provocative pictures on none of her profiles. None of them. She just has a regular, like her Facebook picture, it shows me and her. I'm holding her. That's what you see on her picture. On mine, all you see is my logo. You don't even see who I am. And that's because I don't want to advertise certain things out there. And this guy's who hit her up and asked for friend requests, and she lets me know every time that happens. So I know there's no funny business going on the internet, off of the internet, or anything like that.
Well, that's a good thing.
Now, hold on. At the end of the day, wait a minute, because I'm going to ski right up because I love the music so much. We're going to go to Baby Faith, Never Keep a Secret. Here on GQ Powder the Radio.
I couldn't face the truth of you.
You back with your boy Picasso here on GQ Palace Radio Wednesday night Love Fantasies. Also to all my listeners, I want y'all to also tune in Fridays to Rich Money. He has a show here on GQ Palace. Please tune in because it's a great show. Keeps you up to date on what's going on in the music industry and around the globe. On Sundays, we have Spiritual Sundays. That's when you need a little Jesus in your night, you know, to repent and make sure, you know, you're getting yourself right. You can tune in on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, we got Ratchet Mondays with Dallas. Oh, my goodness.
Not as long as last night's BM
cookie. There you go. There you go. And also we have on Tuesday, we have Sports Talk with T, who is also on the line with us right now, along with T and the Mayor. Did a dynamic duo Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight's topic, like I said, was have you ever been cheated on by your spouse when it comes out to the Internet? Now, I have a bunch of callers on the line. I have Mike, who is with us. I have Cobra Kai, the ugly one, who is with us. I have the lovely Miss Rachel, who is with us. I have the lovely Miss T, who is the host of Tuesday Night Sports Talks, one of the hosts, who is with us. I also have Miss Selena, who's on the line, and I also have Kim, who's on the line. And we were getting back to, you know, the Internet. Does it cause problems in the relationship? I mean, have you ever caught court cheating on the Internet? Or got a spouse caught cheating on the Internet? That's the ultimate question. And I also have my missus, who's in the studio with me, by the way. Now, I'm going to do something real quick that I guess is not really expected in these last few minutes of the show. So I want y'all to hold on before y'all say anything. I'm going to talk to you like I was one of the callers because I got a couple of blogs that did come in. I got one that says, okay, how do you feel about your husband doing a winter date with the host?
Okay, that I don't have no problem with. As long as I know what's going on and you and my husband is being honest with me, it's fine with me.
Okay, okay. And what about you don't get mad when your husband's with another female?
No, why would I be? If y'all see how I look, I would not have to be. It's fine. I'm so insecure. I'm so secure with my relationship.
Hold on. You secure and secure.
Secure with my relationship.
Okay, okay, okay. Also, like, do you ever think at any point in time that your husband may be cheating? I mean, you don't get insecure. You don't get anything. Maybe this may be the time when he goes out and he doesn't come home that he may be cheating.
Let me tell you, be honest, and I mean this. I never have insecure about I'm thinking if my husband is cheating. And that is the furthest from my mind because I feel why would he? He don't need to because I'm an open person. If he want another female, I'm here. He just have to ask, and it's going to be there. I grant it for him.
Mm. Okay, okay. Anybody got any questions? We can let it go?
Mm-mm. Yeah? Mm-mm. Go ahead, Miss Picasso. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing. I'm not mad at you.
So I mean, y'all better hope that I won't be one of those poor hosts because I'm taking y'all to White Castle and Burger King because y'all know how to treat me.
Now, hold on. I just had somebody come in the studio with us right now. Hold on. My missus will be leaving. Thank you so much.
Yes, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right, now, hold on, y'all. I just had somebody step in the studio with me tonight. This is a friend of mine called Mr. Yeah. Now, Mr. Yeah, welcome to the show. You're here on Love Fantasy. All right, now I have a question with you. Have you ever cheated or got busted cheating with someone on the Internet? Or have you ever been in a relationship with your spouse cheating on you with someone on the Internet or going to certain sites on the Internet?
Well. Actually, the situation depends on the woman. Now, like you see, like my man said, it turns out that the person you are, depending how they feel at the end of the day, that will judge it. Yeah.
So, in other words, so you're telling me like this, like,
yeah.
Have you ever been busted doing this? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay, and what happened when you got busted doing it?
I said, yeah. Now, honestly, let me stop. I said, honestly, when it did went down, only thing I said is, come on, why would I have to go through a situation like this where we can't have an open relationship?
So, hold up. Did she know about this, or did you just bring this on her?
I sort of like the element of surprise in a relationship. Think about it. It actually spices up the relationship from time to time.
Come on, seriously? I mean, let's be real here. If you found out your girl was screwing or messing around with someone on Tag
on Facebook, on Twitter, or any one of these sites, and she didn't tell you, and you find that out, you're going to tell me you ain't going to be back?
There's no reason to be, because I'm going to do the same thing. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Serious.
This is tit for tat.
No.
So you do tit for tat.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said, so you do tit for tat. If she do it, you going to do it.
Of course, why not? As long as there's nothing
wrong
in the home.
Does two wrongs make a right? Does two wrongs make a right?
No, but I could damn sure change it to make it precise.
What you know about that?
Thank you, Palace Radio. Thank you for having me.
All right, all right. But like I said, I might show another one. So you're saying tick-tock is what it is. Like, if she do it to you, then you're going to do it right back for her.
He going
to
do
it back. So why be in a relationship? That's my question to you.
Different strokes for different folks.
Come on, let me better answer.
Wow.
Honestly, different strokes for different folks. You may not feel some type of way about it, but she may. Or both of y'all could agree on the same thing. As long as the lane don't change, let the strain go, you know, do its thing.
So another man, listen, I'll be honest with you, like my missus, she couldn't spring on some more. Well, listen, I'm just going out there, and this is who I'm just bringing home right now. No, there's certain rules and guidelines that we have. Because in our relationship, we go by certain rules and guidelines. Otherwise, the relationship would never work. I can't just come home one day and just walk in the house and she getting her back dug out in the bed by some dude. Nah, that's not what I agreed upon. That ain't going down like that. Just like she can't come home and see me trying to dig somebody back out, and her it's not work like that. We have guidelines, we have rules, and we have boundaries. And as long as we stay in those guidelines and rules and boundaries, and there ain't no surprises, yeah, I'm good in my relationship, and she's good with hers. But on what you're talking about, me personally speaking, and people, I mean, y'all want to call me a hypocrite or saying, how can I justify my situation? Because my situation is already justified from what you've heard. That's one of the situations that I'm talking about, where it's like, if I'm with somebody, I'm on the internet, and I'm sitting there, and I'm chilling with somebody on the internet, and they don't know about it, that's what's considered cheating. Because if it's something I got to hide from you, lie to you about, or keep from you, or vice versa, you got to do that to me, then you know what it is. Let's be real about this. Let's really be real about this. Then you know what it is. It is cheating. But you feel like, okay, this guy calls you who you met on Tag, or you met on Facebook, or you met on this site, or that site. When that person calls you and you got a front like they didn't call you, come on, seriously? Do you see your phone ringing? We both see your phone is ringing. Why you ain't picking it up? You want to look at it and put it back down? Seriously? Stop playing. You know, that's cheating. That's cheating because the whole thing looks wrong. It feels wrong. It seems wrong. You know it's wrong.
Who really has guilt? A lot of people have guilt. All right, but who will really have the guilt, you know, and hold it inside all bottled up? Why wouldn't you want to tell your spouse, your lover, the person, you know, that stands by you, that you're doing these things?
Because, you know, you're going to kick your ass. And I don't mean to say it like that, but listen, this is for the grown. Let's be real about this.
Excuse me. 95% of relationships is based on trust, right?
And no, because 95% of these relationships nowadays are based on lies. They're not based on trust.
Okay, so that means when someone gets into a problem and they know.
Hold on, what happened? Wait, because I just missed that. What happened?
I said you say it's the most.
Well, I didn't catch this. One more time.
You said that 95% of the relationships are based on first. I think you said first. You said based on trust, and
that's
then I agree with you. And then you said, and then the person said it's based on a lie. And I said,
that's
you say what you want, because when you're in a relationship, if you keep it open from the beginning, like this is X, Y, and Z, you have to define exactly what you're doing. Once that definition is already set, then there should be no hurdles to jump when you're in the relationship, because you already know where you stand. You already know what's acceptable and what's not.
All right, hold on. Let me clear up this stuff up real quick. Now, Mr. Year said 95% of the relationships nowadays are built on trust. I said
that 95% of relationships nowadays are based on the line. The simple fact is because, let's be real, most of the people you hear that meet people, they say, oh, I got this, I got that, oh, I got this going on, I got this, that going on to us. When you find out that they've been lying to you, and you've been lying to yourself and lying to them too, because if you're only messing with them for what they got, then that means you're lying to on your end of the bargain too. Because only this is built on lies. You're going for a lie, you're getting your heart and your emotions caught up in this something, whereas, let's be real, if you would tell a person who you are and what you are from the gate, you would not have these problems. Because you don't want them to want you for you, and who doesn't want you for you? Because a lot of times nowadays, most of these people want what they think they're getting. They want to show, they want to put their best foot forward. No, show me your worst foot, because I know after that it can only get better.
Right, but we know when you meet someone, you're not going to see the worst foot. You're not going to see that. You know, you're going to see exactly what they want you to see up front. And sometimes it might necessarily, it might not be a lie. It just not be, might not be the complete person that they should show you. No,
that's exactly. That's why I said trust, for the simple fact that even if you break up with someone and y'all still trying to work it out, but y'all broke up for the moment, you don't know what they're doing. But if you have that trust, you shouldn't worry.
Exactly.
And this all boils down to the internet, too.
Right.
And, well, listen, I feel different. I don't care. I'm Picasso. I'm going to be Picasso to the day I die. I don't know anything better. I feel like this. If you need to get on the internet to go look for some females or go look for some dudes, then why the hell are you sitting here telling the person next to you, oh, I love you, I care about you, I'm in love with you, and I want to be with you, or you're the one who I want to be with, but you can't tell them that Jane, Kim, or Tracy, can shoot a fuck up. But no, I'm sorry, listen, you know, listen, that go the other way. But I say, Tommy or Bob or Mike hit you up and say, yo, listen, this up down the third, it's because you're trying to hide something. And that,
right,
my friend, is not even something that should be tolerated in a relationship. The way, if you can't tell me and show me who you're talking to on the internet, if you got to have a second and a third page to cover up for the first page, yeah, this is the one that I put out there for mostly everyone to see, so my spouse can see. But on the low, low,
it
low...
It sounds like somebody with experience. Somebody with some experience.
No, I just know a lot of people who do that. And on that note, we're going to close the show. I don't want to thank Kim. I want to thank Serena. I want to thank Mr. Yeah. I want to thank Mike. I want to thank the ugly one. I want to thank my missus. And Miss Rachel, I want to thank you, girl. And listen, tune in this Friday for my man Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. And we're going to close it out with Luther Vandross, Always and Forever. And thank you. Y'all have a good one. God bless. GQ Palace Radio.
Time to tell me you really care. Forever.